This is St. Louis Public Radio. This year marks the 40th anniversary of St. Louis's first Pride gathering. For the inaugural event, a small band of people marched through the Central West End. Gay teenager Scott Loketz was among them, taking pictures along the way. He later became Pride St. Louis's official photographer. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Loketz about documenting four decades of the local LGBTQ festival.
Tell me about your very first time going to a Pride event.
Actually, that was probably my most special event because I was taken to it by my mother and my grandmother when I was just 15 going on 16, and it was the first Pride celebration St. Louis had in April of 1980 in the Central West End. And we carried pink balloons down Lindell to Washington University and then gathered on their front stairs.
So what was that like for you?
Natural. When I was younger, in third grade, my mother came out to me as lesbian. And my grandmother was a member of PFLAG at that time. So I was just a celebration with my family.
How did you come to, you know, after photographing it on your own for several years, how did you come to be an official Pride photographer?
They couldn't get rid of me. I was there photographing it, whether I was official or not. And I loved the board. I would, you know, always interact with them. And they're like, one year they said, would you be our official photographer? Of course, it, you know, it was pretty much all volunteer. Eventually, I started getting small stipends.
When you first began photographing Pride, were there more people declining to have their photo taken?
Absolutely, yes.
What would they say the reasons would be?
Well, usually it was because their job was on the line or they're not out to parents. Definitely folks that were in the military, even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell, would say, just because I'm in the military, please don't take my picture. You know, actually, there were some folks that would come that are still legally married to an opposite sex partner. And so there was a lot of folks that were in heterosexual marriages that would come out and explore the gay side of life.
How would you describe, like, the people that were primarily a part of it, and how has that changed?
It was pretty more centered on the white gay male. However, there, the entire community was there, just not as well represented. And there probably weren't a whole lot of visible trans people at the time. When I started taking pictures for the News Telegraph, it was called the Gay and Lesbian News Telegraph. And, you know, they didn't have B and they didn't have T. And, you know, it took a while for our entire community to absorb and understand, you know. So it's been an educational experience. It's amazing to me that the rights that have moved forward so quickly with questioning and trans folks. So I think that's absolutely awesome.
When you think back, are there any particular events or stories that you remember of specific Pride Fest?
The Supreme Court ruling was definitely a huge celebration point for the entire community.
And which Supreme Court ruling are you talking about?
Marriage equality. Everybody was dancing in the streets. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was euphoric. Even if they didn't want to get married themselves, they thought having the right was absolutely awesome. So that was one heck of a celebration that year.
That was photographer Scott Loketz talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler about photographing Pride St. Louis for over 40 years.